This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Two health insurers who'd signaled they were ready to leave Colorado's individual market in several counties now say they're staying. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The move comes after lawmakers passed a bill during a special session that provides $100 million to help reduce rising premium costs in the individual market. Rocky Mountain HMO and Anthem's HMO Colorado filed notices with the state's insurance division in August saying they would pull plans from the individual market. That came after the Republican majority in Congress declined in the federal budget bill to extend tax credits that help Coloradans afford to buy plans on the individual market. The state's insurance commissioner says if Congress doesn't extend the credits, residents' premiums will skyrocket next year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A run of bad weather pushed attendance down at the Colorado State Fair this year. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Nearly 430,000 people went to the State Fair in Pueblo during the last week of August and over Labor Day weekend. That's down about 13% from last year. Fair officials say, despite the drop, early spending reports remain strong. They're also apologizing for a pole dancing performance that some people found offensive and say they'll evaluate the process moving forward to make sure all material is appropriate for the fair's diverse audiences. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A stolen truck containing a box marked radioactive caused a multi-hour shutdown on I-70 near Evergreen for several hours last night. Law enforcement tried to arrest the suspected thief in a Walmart parking lot, but the driver rammed police cars and fled onto the interstate. The suspect crashed on a runaway truck ramp, and when officers approached the truck, they found a box marked radioactive material. State Patrol shut down the highway. While the box was investigated, inside was a tool with radioactive properties that could be handled only by the company that owns it. It's 6 minutes after six, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.